Well, fourth is a bit of pill to swallow, I should say. But you still, though, must be looking back and saying, wow, that's not bad.
Exactly. It's only when you get this close to the medals that you start thinking, oh my God, this could actually happen. But like I said, if you told me at the start of the week I'd finish fourth at the World Championships on this particular horse, you know, I would have put in your right hand off. So I have to be pleased with her. She did three super phases. She's come a long way in a short time. And to come here and hold her head high is really admirable.
The frustrating one fence down at the end, that was disappointing. But all in all, it showed a consistent week there.
Yep, it did. You know, she did a personal best on the flat. You know, she stormed around yesterday. One down today. Yep, obviously it cost me a medal, but we can only go on from here.
What have you learned about competing at the biggest stage of all with 25,000 people whooping and a hollering? What have you learned?
You have to be blimmin' good. You know, there's just no room for error. It's such a professional sport nowadays. The top end, you know, the guys winning the medals are all phenomenal athletes. The horses are absolute world class and they don't make a mistake. And if we want to beat them or be amongst them, then we have to do the same.
Are you even more hungry now? You want to get a medal around your neck, an individual. That's what you want now, I sense.
Well, I mean, it's always been the dream. I think it just becomes more achievable. You know, it's one thing to dream it. It's another to believe in it more and more. And, you know, hopefully I'm one step closer.